personal hot girl experience.
And we didn't see this coming from one of Tanner's neighbors? We'll explain.
Plus, later I get to dish with Tatiana Maslany about her new Marvel Cinematic Universe series, She-Hulk, Attorney at Law.
Welcome to Dish Nation. Let's get into it.
I'm She-Hulking, Chewie.
Yeah, you are.
All right, LeBron James is the real MVP, but is gearing up to pass the torch in 2 years. Now, the billionaire baller has just signed a 2-year extension with the Lakers for a cool $97.1 million.
Wow.
Making him the highest paid NBA player in history, giving him a grand total of $532 million in career earnings.
Wow.
But listen, there's more, y'all. LeBron's eldest son, Bronny James, is gearing up to be drafted in 2025, and the same year LeBron becomes a free agent. So the word on the curb is that LeBron will most likely sign on to the same team as Bronny so they can play his first year together. That, man, talk about a legacy.
That's so amazing.
There's part of me that's a little worried about Bronny, because it's one thing to be the son or the daughter of an extremely successful person and feel that shadow, feel that pressure, but then to play on the same team?
Yeah. I would love that.
If it's anything like the way he was like a parent in the movie Space Jam, I think he's going to be very involved, and he's also going to make sure he makes good financial decisions. You know, because like not only is he going to coach him on the court, but like he's going to teach him to not be one of those athletes that become broke after their first couple of years.
He's going to get broke if you give it the wrong woman.
Absolutely nothing is better than watching a parent, you know, do something special with their kid. Sherry, you know, one time we heard that Jeffrey had an interest in doing comedy. Are you helping him get ready for the stage? Uh-huh. You helping him get these jokes together?
Yeah. No, I'm not getting ready for the stage. He going to get a job over here on this show. He going to be carrying the cores, because I want Jeffrey to be in the union, Tanner. I want him in the union.
Yes.
So I'm going to get him over here help these camera
people. Yes.
Look, because otherwise, if he becomes a comic, he going to be in my basement. He going to be wearing flip-flops and eating all my food.
All right. Just when you thought Chris Brown had the most iconic meet-and-greet photos, here comes Megan Thee Stallion. Applying that pressure, y'all. My future ex-wife, Meg, gave fans the Tina Snow experience while promoting her new album, Traumazine. And all they had to do was buy a physical copy of her album to get up close
that's
and personal
it?
To everyone's
Yo,
favorite
come on.
Hot girl. I love that.
I love it.
Take a look at some of the fans, some of the fan photos that they posted. These are awesome. There was a couple where Meg let fans feel on her cakes. Woo. And then my favorite, the prison yard squad photo, looking like a real OG. I like this a lot. What do you guys think?
On the one hand, though, Chewy, I think it's great, but I think, now you make it hard for other artists who want to charge, because they're going to be like, Meg Thee Stallion did it for all I had to do was spend $20.
I'm not Meg Thee Stallion.
That's right.
There's levels to this thing.
Me and Meg have some really cute photos together. It was actually one time she apologized to me.
Really?
Yeah, she apologized to me because she said she was grabbing all over me.
Oh.
I didn't need an apology. I actually invited it.
Yeah.
I got something better than that, honey.
Meg, honey, came to one of our concerts, and she said she loved watching me on Dish Nation. And I got the photo, honey. We'll send it through.
Uh-huh. Oh, my God.
Moving on to, honey, everybody.
Dish coming.
Now, Tanner, nephew, darling, there's a naked man, honey, on the loose in your neighborhood.
Oh, no.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Wow. Yes, honey. Now, a clip is going viral, y'all, of a man just jumping out of his truck, honey, butt naked and getting into a car accident. And you know what I was wondering, honey? If this is one of Tanner's cousins.
Yeah, it's my cousin, Alan.
No, that's Alan.
Come on.
Now, I have to tell you, I have driven, like when I get a hot flash, I will take my wig off and my shirt and drive in my bra. But I ain't gonna go get out the car.
But why the crash? Like, what happened, y'all? Like,
I'm gonna tell y'all right now.
He crashed and then he just got naked, or he was naked prior?
Well, Chewy, here's the deal. That guy is looking for John Connor.
Yeah.
We gotta be careful.
Yeah,
his feet.
It really is.
That's Kyle Reese. Just barefoot out there on the asphalt? It's 100 degrees.
That's some T2 action right there.
Now, Tanner, what would you do if this man knocked on your door like this?
I'm not home.
Now, Gay, what about you? Somebody knocked on your door.
Oh, baby, I'll peep out the peephole, man, and I look down and say, oh, come on in.
Damn, Gary.
Come on in, honey.
Well, y'all, there are some hurt feelings in Idris Elba's household
when the final casting call
was made for his upcoming film, Beast, because he recently revealed that his 20-year-old daughter, Eason didn't speak to him for 3 weeks over the decision to cast someone else, his decision to cast someone else as his on-screen daughter. He said, the relationship in the film and the relationship between my daughter was, the chemistry wasn't right for the film, weirdly enough.
That's tacky. I don't care what y'all say. Henry would have never done that to Jane. Henry Fonda would have never turned Jane Fonda down. Never.
That's what's wrong with her. The acting part is important.
HK, if one of your boys gets into music and they want a verse from you, what are you doing?
I'm doing it. Because, like, the crazy thing is the youth is so talented. The youth are, like, better versions than us in a lot of things.
Well.
It's crazy. Like, my 10-year-old went into the studio in the basement of our crib, and he recorded something. He's better than I was when I was his age. And I can't.
Wow.
I hope he continues
and
to go with it.
And his son is better than a damn dad, and he don't want to accept it. So that's just, I don't like that, huh?
I got a problem with Idris and this movie because I auditioned to be the lion and they didn't cast me as the lion.
Yo, come on.
And I feel a certain way about
it. Hit him with the roar.
Oh, yeah.
How can you not cast me in the movie?
Come on,
that's like
now.
The lion from the wind. You're lucky, brother.
That Chewie wasn't the lion.
Man, have you ever dealt with a Mexican Dominican lion tiger?
Never.
I know one A-list actress that is hiring family. Listen up, Idris. Angelina Jolie.
Boom.
She hired her sons, 21-year-old Maddox and 18-year-old Pax, to work in the assistant director department for the upcoming film she directed. It's called Without Blood. Okay. She told reporters she decided to give her sons jobs in the production because, quote, they work well together, and when a film crew is at its best, it feels like a big family.
Nice.
See, there we go. Angelina Jolie.
Nepotism, baby. I love it.
But Idris honey need to take a page out of Miss Jolie's book, honey. He sure needs to take two pages.
What, hire his daughter to do craft services?
Yeah, well,
they could do whatever. He should hire them. He could have hired that girl, honey, to handle the wigs. Anything, honey.
She
but
she would have been offended. She wanted to act.
If you created or directed a film, who on the Dish Nation team would you cast?
Oh, my God. I would give everybody a part.
Oh, there we go. That's what I'm talking about. I would say everybody had a role, you know?
Because we got good chemistry together.
Have you seen my tiger?
Chewie's got a great tiger.
I would have you play something else, not the tiger.
Okay, thank you so much.
The sugar bear.
But, yo, Sherry and Gary, Brat is casting for the role of her love interest. Look at the camera. I need you two to look at the camera right now and audition for Brat. I need you to hit us with it, all right?
Brat. Darling, honey, I have a creamy feeling, and I think that you would love to put me in your play.
That's so nasty. A creamy filling. Wow. That's so nasty. You did not get the part, bitch.
What kind of movie are you doing with her?
Damn it, what are y'all talking about? I'm playing a cupcake.
Golly.
All right, well, I think it's Sherry's turn now.
Get your ass over here and take your clothes off. And I'm going to take this hanger, and I'm going to whip you good. Take your clothes off right now.
And that's the love interest?
You feel that this smack? I'm smacking that ass.
She's playing all the parts.
Oh, my God.
Sherry.
Someone stop Sherry.
Jesus.
Am I wrong?
Yeah.
Am I wrong?
Sherry, is that the voice you use when you were knocking on doors as a Jehovah's Witness?
Yeah, that's the voice.
Up next, find out what Bennifer 2.0 did to piss off their friends. Details after the break. What the hell is happening?
Dish Nation. Dish Nation.
Welcome back. All right. Earlier this week, we did on Bennifer 2.0's Georgia Wedding Extravaganza coming up this weekend.
Yeah, yeah.
Hope y'all are ready in Georgia.
We're going.
It seems like some of their LA friends are mad about the destination event, however.
Uh-huh.
According to Radar Online, a few of their buddies are complaining, with one of them saying, get this, y'all, quote, why couldn't they have just done this in L.A.? It's not as if they chartered a private plane and invited everyone to stay at the house. Traveling accommodations are expensive.
Really?
Oh, wow.
Throwing shade at Bennifer. Who do you think is complaining? Like a regular person or someone in the biz?
That was Chewie Martinez who sent that dog up.
Well, my thing is this, though, Sherry, baby. They got to realize, though, honey, The Atlanta honey is Black Hollywood, baby, and they better recognize the cost to play with the peaches, boo.
Hello.
Okay.
And it's way cheaper to come to Atlanta and do stuff in the state of Georgia than it is anywhere else.
I'm just bugged that the wedding's on a plantation. That's the only thing.
We forgot about that.
Here's the thing. Atlanta, it's not like you go to destination weddings all the time. It ain't like they're going to Paris or Rome. Now, that's money.
But that's
you going to the
far.
ATL?
That's pretty far from Atlanta.
You're going to Spirit Airlines.
Don't try to talk about they going to the ATL. Don't try to downplay it.
But also, if you get one opportunity to go to probably the biggest wedding you're going to attend, like, I might be willing to fly to Fiji. You know what I'm saying? For the experience.
Well, Fiji, Fiji,
but,
yes.
Oh, not Atlanta?
Not Atlanta. Not Atlanta, no.
Okay, y'all. Does Selena Gomez have a new boo? Okay, because that's what people were thinking when she was kicking it with Tyga. Now, y'all know Tyga's single. So the two stars were seen at Nice Guys in West Hollywood where stayed together. Mm-hmm. People thought that they were booed up and they stayed together until they left the restaurant, but they left separately, which caused people to think, because that's usually what the stars do. So apparently they're not dating. Sources are saying that it was like two friend groups and the two friend groups just came together. Oh, people just happened to notice Selena and Tyga from the two friend groups. So they left separately. Mm-hmm. So I don't know. Are you guys buying what Selena is saying, or does it seem kind of fishnet?
If they left together,
I would think they were smashing, but the fact they left separate.
They did that on purpose. Like, you gonna leave it back, I'm gonna leave in the front, we gonna meet up later at my crib.
And then smash.
Boom, and then smash. Yes!
That's what they do.
Come on, man. Tanner's clearly a virgin, y'all. He has never picked up.
I've been saving myself for marriage, Chewy.
Brad, when you were dating Judy, when y'all first started, did y'all leave together? Because you know people, if y'all left together, people would automatically put it together. Or did you leave? Did you leave separately when y'all first started? You know, because you know you were private. You're a private person, Brad. So
you know what? When
how
I
did
saw,
y'all do?
When I met her, I didn't give a damn. I wanted to hold her hand, sit in her lap, kiss on her ear. I wanted to do everything. Like, I let everything go, and I had never did PDA in my life.
That's how you know it's real. My whole team
was scared and nervous when I held her hand. They all grabbed hands together to protect all walk together.
All right, y'all, moving on. As kids, we were all taught that you only call 911 if there's a dire emergency, but a little one in California apparently didn't learn that because when San Luis Obispo police responded to a 911 call that disconnected, they ended up at a zoo. But the people there said that nobody made the call. But after some head scratching, they ended up figuring out that it had to be the zoo's capuchin monkey who go by the name of Root.
No way.
Now, they believe she grabbed the zoo's cell phone that was left unattended in a golf cart and then punched up the right little combination of numbers. And the next thing you know, the cops are there.
Do you think this was like an animal version of Get Out? Like, the monkey was like, please help me.
Yeah.
But Tanner. I remember, though, Sherry, as a child, the monkey that used to play with his ding-a-ling, I wanted that monkey as a child. You remember?
Oh, wow. This is taking a sharp
you remember
left
that monkey?
Turn.
My ding-a-ling, the monkey was playing with his own ding-a-ling. I used to like that monkey. I wish I
would. Monkey's ding-a-ling is performing at Coachella next year, by the way. All right, up next, I'm talking to Tatiana Maslany and Ginger Gonzaga about their new show, She-Hulk Attorney at Law. So come right back.
Dish Nation. Dish Nation.
Welcome back. I'm getting ready to chat with Tatiana Maslany and Ginger Gonzaga, who are going to smash the competition with their new series, She-Hulk Attorney at Law. Yes! Hulk smash! Woo-hoo-hoo-hoo! Woo-hoo! So how you doing, Tatiana?
I'm good. How are you doing?
I'm pretty good, man. Congratulations.
Thank you.
Is rad.
Thanks.
I saw the series, laughed my ass off, had such a great time.
Oh, good.
Was it as much fun filming it as it was watching it?
Yeah, I mean, it's so much fun. I don't know if you've spoken to Ginger Gonzaga, but, like, she's amazing.
Yeah.
And I got to do so many scenes with her, and she's one of, like, you know, a bunch of great improvising, like, comedic actors that we had on this show. So it was just like a playground. It was so much fun.
Did you have to turn green at all, like makeup or anything? Because I dressed up as the Hulk
on
my show for Halloween.
Oh, nice.
I'm the Hulk! Oh,
And I was in a makeup chair for 2-3 hours.
Yeah.
Did you have to go through that?
I didn't want to do that.
Okay.
So I was like, get it done in VFX.
Okay.
Like, send it off somewhere. No, there was no green makeup, unfortunately. I would have loved to do that at some point. Just to, like, look in the mirror and be like, oh, that's what I look like. Mm. But no, I was in, like, little gray pajamas and a helmet. That was my She-Hulk.
That's dope.
Yeah.
Does anything now get you in She-Hulk mode?
I go Hulk mode pretty quick.
Okay.
About various things. And if you remove food, that's where the Hulk really shows her. That's where she bears her teeth. Oh, yeah, yeah. Aren't we all?
Yeah.
Isn't every human requiring food?
Absolutely. What are some things that She-Hulk can do that the regular Hulk can't do?
Be conscious.
Boom.
Be a human being walking through the world with their emotions in check.
Yes.
Wear a pair of heels.
Yes.
Right?
Yeah, that's tough, by the way.
Yeah, that's
tough. I'm 6'4", y'all.
It's hard.
I'm 300 pounds. I've rocked some heels.
Have you done it?
I've done it. Don't ask, but I've done it.
I want to see it. I do want to see this.
I look fire.
Yeah, I bet.
I was hot.
I bet.
But it was tough. I don't know how y'all do it.
Was it a whole drag thing?
It was like, yeah. Yeah, it was.
This makes me very happy.
It was. I didn't shave, though. So I was just like, you know what? This is me. This is who I am. Let's
totally.
Go.
Totally. Women
get it.
Present in all different ways.
That's right.
Yeah.
How does it feel to be She-Hulk's BFF?
It's fun. I'm grateful to play. You know, those roles often are heavily comedic, you know, and it's often guys.
Yeah.
So I've always, you know, I always like being kind of the comedic relief on anything, and I've appreciated them in a lot of shows. So I'm stoked on that, and I like being like a supportive female friend.
Does anything in life make you go in a She-Hulk mode? Like me, it'd be like traffic on the 405.
Oh yeah.
Like what would be yours?
I hate talking to robots on the phone.
Yes.
And I'll be like, no, you're a robot. Give me someone else.
Or you're the one that. Operator.
You're not getting into me. So that kind of minutia stuff.
What's your superpower? I know you're a badass debater.
Oh, thanks. Yes. Oh my God. I'm so grateful for speech and debate. Like I wouldn't be an actor if it weren't for it. And one of my superpowers is I understand a lot about psychology.
Okay.
And I think empathy is a good superpower. It cripples me as well. So it's like, it's a... What super person has, it's a blessing and a curse. I don't know, maybe all of them.
Serious, I'm the same way.
Yeah.
I'm a big softy.
And empaths also have a lot of magic.
That's
so
right.
So we do have such good intuition and internal magic. So congratulations to us, we're superhuman.
Yes.
We have magical power.
Don't mess with us, we'll put a curse on
you.
Okay.
Dish Nation. Dish Nation.
Welcome back. Now, Drake might be one of the hardest working rappers, but he doesn't necessarily have the hands to match. Mm. Now, Twitter user by the name of My Life Is Kara tweeted a video of Drake showing off his watch and ring, looking like he was a model on the Home Shopping Network. And she captioned it by saying Drake's hands look like he has never touched an inconvenience in his life.
Oh, my.
Yo, so social media went crazy with their responses, saying that they prefer a little ashiness and a callous tattoo to show that they man is a hard worker, while others were saying that there's nothing wrong with a dude who likes to take care of his hands and skin. But I will say, Drake's hands look like they soft as pudding skin.
That ring looked too heavy for that one finger.
Drake's hands looks like he's never been in a barroom brawl, never in a club fight.
Yeah, Drake looks like he picks up a piece of toast and butters it with his hand.
Yeah.
Like, that's how smooth it
looks like.
When it comes to love, honey, I want a slow hand, honey. So nobody don't want no rough, rugged,
callous hand. You don't want no texture, baby? You don't want no bumps
you want
and a little
some
bit
grip.
Of calluses?
Chewy, like, touch Tanner's hand and tell me what Tanner's hand feels like. What kind of hand he's got?
My hand.
Yo, Tanner's been through some things, bro.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah. Tanner's been scuffed by life, y'all.
I got them. Really? I got them. Been doing push-ups on the street.
Yes.
Thanks for checking out Dish Nation on Audio Boom. Make sure you listen to any episodes you may have missed. They're right down below, or maybe they're over there. Just scroll up. Look, you'll find it. If you like what you heard, share it with your friends. Even share it with your enemies. Either way, share it.